Blog Talk Radio.
I've got something I would like to tell you right now. Those of you who don't have no God on your side, if I were you, wherever you are right now, I wouldn't wait too long. I'd bow down on my knees and I'd say, for God I live. For and for God I'm willing to die. You may feel like you don't need him now, but after a while, when it's all over, somebody gonna call your name and you won't be no longer else. Please listen to me a little while today. You may not, oh Lord, you may not be able to see your mistakes now, but you see, all I'm asking you to do is take a little time and look back over your life and listen to the song that we're singing here and the words that tell us right here. Listen.
Don't let it be said too late.
You may be doing fine now, and you may have fine clothes to wear and ride around in fine automobiles, but sooner or later death gonna creep into your room just like it have many thousands. There are those today who don't ever think about how good the Lord has been to them. There are those who don't ever think about getting down on their knees and thanking the Lord for being so good and so kind. But I have a story that I want to tell you right now of a young man who left home a long time ago. And back there he left a poor mother and a father, went away and went to having what he called a good time, drinking and gambling all day and all night long, and forgot all about his poor mother and father who he had left back there behind. But one day when he came home wearing his fine clothes, one day when he came home riding his big fine automobile, when he walked in he found a telegram sticking under the door telling, if you wanna see her alive one more time you better get in a hurry. He thought about the things he could have done that he had done, thought about the time, oh, he could have called home on the telephone, but he failed to do so. The first thing he did, he fell down on his knees and said, oh Lord, don't let me be too late now. Oh Lord, I know I've done wrong, I should have called home once in a while. But back home he left a little sister there, and when he finally made it home, he found that she'd grown up to be a young lady. She came to him with tears in her eyes. He looked at her and asked the sister, what's wrong? But But she told him, brother, she told him she waited on you a long time. She told him, mama waited on you. Ah, ah, she waited with tears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She waited on you. She waited with sorrow.
Amen. 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 Tula, I thank God for that song. That song is something to think about. Too late. Glory, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we go off, we leave our parents for a while, and we don't realize how long we have been away until it's too late. Glory be to God. And that is such a true song. It has happened in people's lives. Glory be to God. Too late. And you know, when your parent, your mother, your father, what have you, or your sister or your brother pass, you want to see them one last time. So that's why we should be closely knitted together with our families, with our brothers, sisters, our friends. We should kind of stay closely knitted so we can stay up on what's going on in their lives. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to Son Jesus Christ, to each and everyone here, name by name. I'm indeed glad to be here. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. I thank and I praise God for blessing us to see another day and to be on another service. Nothing of ourselves, nothing that we have done, but it is the goodness of God. I truly realize I am nothing, but God is everything. So when I look at, glory be to God, when I look at this song, Too Late, glory, hallelujah. And you know, we know it's hard on us because we know our parent be sick. Sometimes we just can't make it. Things happen in our life. It could be financial and can't seem to find anybody to get the money from. But the thing that hurts so bad is the fact that we stayed away too long. When we were able to go, we didn't go. So it's hard. I'm a living witness. It's hard when your parent died and you can't make it. I remember when my mom died, I was in Chicago, and I couldn't afford to go home when she was in the hospital. By the time I was able to get home, mama was already gone. I remember at the funeral looking and seeing my mama laying in that casket. That was my undoing. The only thing I could do was holler, "Mama, talk to me. Mama, talk to me." I knew she couldn't talk, but I knew I was unable to get there when she was sick, when she was dying. But when I saw her, that was my undoing, to see my mama laying in that casket and couldn't talk back to me. So I would tell anybody right now, anybody, if your parents sick, even if they're not sick, stay in touch. Go home every so often to see them. Because, and I went home just about every year, at least two or three times. But it's just at that time I wasn't able to go. That time I wasn't able to lay my head on her shoulder and say, "Mama, I love you." That's hard. That's hard on all of us. Because you think back on how your mother raised you, all the things she did for you, the things that she said to you, how she would laugh and talk. You look, think back on that, and I tell you to turn around and see your mother gone, that is a hard pill to swallow. That's a hard thing to take. It was a long time before I got over it. And I thank God because it took Jesus to bring me through this. This we can't do on our own. We can't do that on our own. But in Christ Jesus, we trust God. He can see us through this. And we can begin to just see the good times and recognize that we only going to be here for a short while. Recognize that we should show our love, take our time, show our appreciation for our parents while the blood is still running warm in their veins. So a lot of times, and you know what? I thank God that I basically was a child that when it came down to my mother and my father, I wouldn't talk back no matter what. If I felt like it was wrong, I wouldn't talk back. And that's showing respect for your parents. That's what it is. Nowadays, you look at children, they talk back, they say anything, they do anything. And then when mother is gone, then look how they suffer and struggle while they have a chance to do right, while you have a chance to do right about your parents. Then take that time. Don't wait too late. The song said when the young man got home, his sister told him, too late, she's gone. That's a hard thing to deal with. You got so many of us that truly, truly, truly love our parents. So many of us that love our parents. It's hard. It's hard for us to deal with it. Sometimes it takes years to get over it. But we have to know that they're in God's hand. We have to know that when God calls our number, there is no coming back. There is no turnaround. But while our parents are still living, let us take time to show our love. Even if we're in another state, let us take time to go home every so often. I would go home at least 3 times a year and stay sometimes a month. Sometimes a month I would stay at home before I leave. But we still need to call. We need to talk to them. We need to hug on them. We need to kiss on them. Do everything showing our love for them while they are yet alive. And I know that song brought a lot of past in people's minds. In people's hearts, it's hard. When you love your mother, I listen to my nephew, Dima Bo, every so often, he gonna always bring his mama up. When you love your parent like that, then take time with her. But I have to give Dima credit. He stayed with his mama long as she lived. He was right there behind his mama, loving his mama all the time. But songs like this is hard because regardless of how the situation is, what the circumstances is, regardless, we're going to go back and think about even sometimes we go back and think about even when we was a kid and how our mother raised us, how our parent raised us. Think about that. And see, a lot of us is close with our mother because that's the one that took so much time, showed so much love to us, showed us how much it, showed us how to grow up, how to be young men and young women. And back then, our parents didn't play. So we followed the rule. They sent you to church every Sunday. And I noticed at times when mama didn't go, we was going to go regardless.
You were going to go regardless.
Never knew why she didn't go. What'd you say?
You
what did
going.
You say?
You were going to go regardless.
You were going. You were going to go. You never know why they didn't go because you weren't going to ask. It wasn't your business. You didn't want to get slapped in the mouth. But every Sunday, she would make sure the church bus come. Even when she didn't go, we were on that bus from Sunday school to church close. So when you think of all the things that your mother did for you, that makes you miss her more and more. And there are times it's hard to accept our parents' death, our mother's death, our father's death. It's hard to accept, even though we know that they're going to leave one day. But we don't ever anticipate that time coming. Even your parent would tell you, well, one day I'm going to leave. So you got to be a young man. You got to be a young woman. You got to carry yourself in a certain way. But we were never prepared for that particular time. And we look at them, I don't care if our mother's 110 years old. When God takes him, the first thing we're going to say is she was too young to go. But when God takes him, it was their time. Even today, we don't know when God's going to call our name. But let us just, in our hearts, cherish the time we was with our mother. Cherish, even if we didn't get there in time to see her for the last time. Let us cherish that time, because it's hard. I was coming back when Debo's mother died, my sister. I was coming back from Memphis. My baby, one of my daughters, was 12 years old and had to have scoliosis surgery. So I always would go by the hospital to see her every day before work, every day after work. So on the way back home, I said, well, Nikki, I say, I know you don't feel good, but let us stop by the hospital and check on Robert. I used to call her Roto. Let us check on Roto. We got up to the room, and my sister was already gone. When I saw all the doctors around her bed, I knew she was already gone. And all I could do is just start calling everybody. So let us show all the love we can while they're living. That's a hard thing to deal with. Glory be to God. And you know what? It's good to cry because you hold that grief in, and if you're not careful, you will be sick. But when you cry and talk to God, you begin to release that grief that you have bottled up in you, and the burden don't be so hard on you after that. You never forget your mother. You never forget the things that she done for you. You will never forget when your feelings are hurt or somebody mistreats you or somebody hit you. She was always there with her arms out wrapped around you, letting you know everything is going to be all right. So that song, I love that song. I absolutely love that song. I have listened to it for years. That song just reminds us how we need to, us that have a mother that is living, how we need to get ourselves together and take time and spend with our mother. I don't care if she's in a nursing home. Take time and go and see your mother, because you'll find there are older people in nursing homes. The children never go see them. And when they die, they got to beg them to come and bury their parents. At what point in this world did we get so hard-hearted toward our parents that we can't even take time to say, Lord, have mercy? We can't take time to love them. We can't take time to open our mouths and say, Mama, I love you. We have to always keep Mama on our mind. Because I tell you, when my mother was living, I was in Chicago. She had moved back to Mississippi. I would write her sometime a 15-page letter. She would call me laughing. It took me a solid week to read that letter. But that was fine. That was just letting her know, I love you. I miss you.
I miss you.
So let us love her. Yes, you're going to think about her. You're going to think about her. She birthed you. She raised you. She did the best she could. And I tell people, even when they say, my mama was this and my mama wasn't that and my mama this, look, I don't care how bad you think your mother is. Love her. Put your arm around her. Walk with her. Let her see that you're safe. But don't talk about it, because that's your mother. And maybe she's doing the best that she can do. So let us just keep our loving arms around our parents, even in their death. Let our parents leave this earth knowing that we love them. Let them know that. And I praise God for that. You know, I praise God for my mother, her ups and downs, her downfalls, of everything. But because it's your mother, you're going to love her anyhow. I know one Father's Day, when you think about it, see, that's why you think about your mother, your father, you think about them, and you think about the good things, the good times. I remember one Father's Day, I was working in the merchandise mart. And I saw a suit that was, I'm like, oh, my God, Mom would love this. And I sent my mom a 3-piece suit for Father's Day. So let us just remember our parents fondly. Accept the hurt and the pain. Don't feel like you can't cry. Let them tears fall. I don't care who's there, who's watching, because those tears will relieve you of the heartache, the hurt, and the grief. We got to realize that God only put us here for a little while. And our biggest thing is we want our parents to go to heaven when they die. And it's a blessing when you can stand and say, I know my mother's in heaven. I know my father's in heaven. That is a blessing all by itself. Not that it doesn't hurt, but we can remember our parent, our loved one. We can remember them fondly, even the times that they whipped you. I know When my brothers and sisters, when all of us used to get together, we'd laugh about the whoopings that we got. Me being the baby, I didn't get many. You can count the ones I got on maybe one hand. I did not get many. But them couple I got, they hurt. They was not one to play. They didn't play. But the fact that what our Bible tell us, spare the rod and spoil the child. When we spare that rod, the child begins to think they're grown and they can do whatever they want to do. They can mistreat their parents. Don't let your mother leave here ever thinking that you mistreat them. Now, I'm not saying they're not going to get on your nerves. Yeah, my kid said, Mama, you just get on my nerves. I don't care. Do what I tell you to do. And they grown. So I'm not saying they're not going to get on your nerves, but remember the good times. Remember even when they got on your nerve, you can look back and smile, because when you look back on it, you will find the things that you thought they did wrong to you was the right thing. What's the right thing? The whippings you got was the right thing because it kept us in line. So let us, that song, I used to cry every time I heard it. Soon as the tune started, tears just started running down my eyes. But it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have a mother that cares. It's a blessing to have a mother that lived and raised you and lived for 70 or 80 years, even 50 or 60 years. That's a blessing. Yes, some of our parents died pretty young. Debo's mother died young. But it's a blessing because she took time with her children and she loved them. So let us just love our parents. Let us look at this song. For once that parents are still living, don't let it be too late. Love them while they're living, while breath is in their body. I don't care how old they are. If your parents is 80 years old and can't get around, love them anyhow. Oftentimes I hear Brother Tim talk about his mother. She's older, and sometimes he can't do anything with her, but he laughs about it. But he's still right there to help his mother with everything that he can. That's what we should do. Because when you do all you can do, your mother, your father die. Yes, it's going to hurt. But you can say, Lord, I did all I could do. And that is what also will relieve some of the pain. So let us just thank God for that song, for this time that we have to talk about our mother. And you know what? Now, this was far from what I was going to talk about today. But anybody on this line that want to say something about their mother, hold your hand up and we will talk. Even if it's just a few words, whatever you want to say about your mother, the good times, how you laugh, even if down to the point of if they suffered and you were there. Because when mama was sick now, don't feel like that because you wasn't there. Some of us wasn't able to be there. A lot of us wasn't able to be there. But look, my brothers was there during the time mama was truly sick. She was during the time mama was truly sick, my brothers was. So when my sister died, my Roberta died, Debo's mother, They couldn't hardly stand to go in the room because they had suffered so much watching Mama die. And one of them said, man, I just can't do it. I said, that's all right. You're here every day. Even if you can't, they didn't want to see her in that shape. I said, I'll go. I'll see about her every day. I would get up. I'd go to the hospital, sit for a little bit. I leave and go to work. On my way home, I come back to the hospital, sat for a little bit. And if she needed something, I would make sure they had it. A friend of mine that went to school with me, she worked as a nurse at the Tupelo Hospital. She said, Marion, don't you worry. She said, I know you got to work. She said, but I'm going to watch out for your sister. And if anything happened, I'm going to call you. Do you know the relief that was on me? So let us just continue to love. Praise the Lord. And I see. Now I'm going to ask one more time before I move on. Is there anybody? Okay, Sister Emily, I see your hand is up. And before you open your mouth.
Hello.
Before you open your mouth, Sister Emily, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emily. Happy birthday to you. We love you.
Thank you so much. I also want to thank you to Brother Willie for all of his posts today. I really appreciate all the love on Facebook. You're talking about mothers, so today's my birthday, and tomorrow is my birthday. They are currently leaving from Florida, evacuating from the hurricane. They're on the way to Thomaston, Georgia. They're almost there. I just want to pray that they have the rest of their travels, safe mercies, and safe travels going back. She hasn't listened in a very long time, but she did call in tonight. She's on the road and called in tonight. I don't know if she's going to be too shy to speak tonight or not, but I really would appreciate and love if she would. But I know she's listening, so I just wanted to kind of put that out there.
God bless you. It's a blessing to know that your mother was able. I've been looking at that storm in Florida, and it's getting bad. So for her to evacuate, that's a blessing right there. Peace the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. So is there anyone else that wants to say anything? And I'm hovering on the mother deal because most people you talk to.
Sister Mary.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
We got a hand up 844-0717.
844-0717.
Yes, Gina. Good morning, everyone.
It's
Gina.
How are you today?
I'm just fine. Well, you know, I'm on here every Wednesday and Tuesday. I don't ever, you know,
praise
I don't
God.
Speak all the time. But I am blessed to still have my mother. And I can truly say that she's a very strong woman. And I see her every day. And I guess you could say I'm blessed because I live across the street from her. My grief, you know, actually came from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, his death was, you know, kind of sudden. So when, you know, Willie played that song, it actually had me here crying. Because when he passed, all of us had actually been there with him every day while he was in the hospital. And I was probably the first to get there when I got the call from my mom. And it was like as soon as I stepped off the elevator is when he passed. And I just felt like...
Mm.
At that time, I felt like it wasn't fair because I was there. So it did take me a little time to realize that, you know, God knew best.
Well,
you know,
sometimes, sister, sometimes they don't want you to see them die. So they hold on until you walk away because they don't want you to be in pain by seeing them die.
But it took me a while to understand that. And my mom, like I said, she's very, very strong. And luckily for me, my family, we're very close-knit. You know, I lost a brother, you know, when he was young at 23. And I think that's what really, really put us together. It wasn't that we were never close, but we were all young, you know, so it was kind of, you know, hurtful, you know, for him to go at the age of 23. And
very hurtful.
That point, it's like it just pulled my sister and my brother and I closer to our parents because we want to be there, you know, more for them, you know. And I can say, you know, my dad now, it's just, it seemed like it's really going by really fast. He's been gone now for like 7 years, five years.
Uh-huh.
And I do not miss a Sunday going down to visit his grave.
What a blessing.
I do. And then even if I just sit, you know, like now, you know, when Dahl played that song, I did, I really wanted to get up and go down. But I said, you know what? No, I'm going to stay on this phone and I'm going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I will tell anybody, you know, if you have your parents, you know, whether it's your father or your mother, no matter what they have done, you only have one.
Come on now. Come on now.
Yes. And I'm going to be quiet.
Amen. Now. And that is a blessing. That's a blessing. And I do see, Brother D, I did hear you, but bear with me just a minute. Brother Eric, you got the floor.
You gotta give him a minute. He, you know, he be at work and he really be sneaking. So you gotta give him a minute.
It's on the
mute. He probably gotta get. Yeah, he probably gotta get somewhere and get off mute.
Okay, as they're gonna take him a minute, I did notice that you were saying something as well, Brother D. Go ahead, and if he say something, you just let him come in and you can come back.
Yeah, just let him come on in, right. Yeah, you know, actually, I was trying my best to stay out and give someone else an opportunity to say something because when it come to my mother, the best. I mean the best. You know, I can remember as a kid, we didn't have a whole lot, and I was a spaghetti lover all my life. There would be times we didn't have spaghetti. And my mom would take elbow macaroni and make me some spaghetti. I think about my mom, man, I get fooled.
There was one cooking woman, Devo. Anything. Didn't care what it was.
She used to cook my grandfather a cake for his birthday. She would always send him a cake for his birthday. She was the best. There was nothing too good for a kid.
That's true. That is so true.
Let it out, brother. It's okay. We got
you. Love you. Your
Sister
mom.
Emily.
Well, you have a chance. I promise you, you should love them. You should just love your parents while you have a chance. Because God gonna choose. We need to understand that God lent them to us. But he's going to call him home one day. And you don't want to be like the young man that came in and sister said she waited on you a long time, but you waited too long. You don't want to do that. You know, I can remember walking into the hospital.
Amen, that's the truth.
Nurse said, who is that? Said, you know him? And my mother was so sickly, and I knew she was getting prepared to cross over. She looked up and she said, yeah, I know, that's my son. She said, I knew he was coming. And she would close her eyes. And before I made it home,
Amen.
I stayed with her at night. I said, Mama, I said, I'll be back. I got to go home for a minute and I'll be back. And when I come in the morning about 4, I lay across my son's bed. The phone ring about 9 o'clock. I can remember like it was yesterday. As soon as my wife came in the room, she said, I just jumped straight up in the floor. Yeah, she started to ease me in. I knew, I said, she gone. But God is so good to us. You know, the Lord took my mother at the age of 58. Her tender on this earth was up. She had served her purpose. Then he gave me a loving mother-in-law.
Amen.
You can love and care us while you can. So I'm ready
Amen.
To tell you.
That's true.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Sister Emily Mom, I know you're on here, and I'm asking you, is there anything you want to say? Okay.
That's okay.
Maybe. Pardon me? Maybe she just doesn't want to talk right now. I mean, she's going through a lot trying to get away from Florida from that hurricane. So this is understandable.
Hey, I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me?
Uh-huh, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry. Okay. We just got where we're going, and my service was in and out, so I had to keep calling back in and calling back in so I could hear.
Okay.
And we just got here with six dogs in my car. So
oh, bless your heart.
But I didn't get to hear all of the service, and I only got to hear the first part of what Emily said because I lost signal. But, you know, when just a few weeks ago, I was listening to a pastor, and I was trying to think of good memories of my mom. And my mom killed herself when I was 14, and a baby, she was babysitting. And my mom had a lot of mental illness. So when I think of my mom and I try to think hard of any good memories, and I have none that I can remember because she always stayed in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because of her mental illness, she had a lot of things. And my dad's mom, I lived with them for several years, my grandmother. She was more like a mom to me. And I could think of all those things, you know, the good memories that I had of her. And then I got to thinking, you know, what are my kids going to remember of me when I'm gone? Do they have any good memories of me? Because, you know, we're not perfect. I had my son when I was 19, and we learned. And I didn't have the best parents to, of examples to being a parent, of having, being married and all the things. And I made a lot of mistakes. But I've done my best, and I love all of my children, all five of them. And it is such a struggle because when you go through divorce and you have kids in different places and you don't live close to them, and it is so hard. Because you miss things, you know. And it's like you can't go back. All we can do is just keep moving forward. And,
that's
you know,
true.
And I'm sorry, I just get, as soon as I got on listening, Emily told me to get on. I've done nothing but cry. I'm sitting in the car just crying, listening to you. And
God bless you.
You know,
and what is your name? I'm sorry. What is your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer. Okay,
thank you, Mom.
Jennifer, the thing is, God loves you, and he knows you're doing the best that you can do. Sister Emily was so excited with talking about my mama left Florida to get away from the storm, and she's on the way, and I'm trying to keep her where she's at. That shows right there. Not to say that you was perfect, but you show love to your children. If you didn't show love to them, Jennifer, they wouldn't show that love to you the way they should. We are not perfect. I mean, we as parents, we all make mistakes. But whether it's a little mistake or a big mistake, it's a mistake. But God bless us and put us in a position that we can change this thing. And we can show so much love to our children. When they get older, they don't remember the bad time. They're only going to remember the good time. So, yes, you made a mistake. Ask God's forgiveness. Ask your children forgive you. But like you said, you can't go back. You got to go forward.
Yep.
And I'm sure every child you got love to see you every time you're around, when they can see you. No child is going to run away and say, well, Mama coming, I'm not going to be here. They want to see you. That's the love they have for you. And I can hear in your voice the love that you have for them. And you just keep on doing what you do, because it sounds to me like you're doing a pretty good job. So be encouraged. Just love them, and I'm sure they'll love you. Love your mother, your father, as long as the blood run warm in your body and in theirs. It's not that every day is going to be a great day, but every day is a blessed day. Even when we're going through them, every day is a blessed day. So if there's anyone else who wants to talk on this, talk about your mother. And I realize it's not Mother's Day, but you know what? It doesn't have to be. When it comes down to your mother and father, every day is their day.
Sister Marion?
Mm-hmm.
This is Tim. I was just waiting. So I just wanted to say this. And, you know, my mom is 88, and she lives by herself, and I go by and see her and take her something to eat and do the things that I normally do. But I wanted to say this, you know, even with the parents disagreeing, and I didn't know if they were going to make it or not, but they did, and they hung in there, and they loved each other, and that gave me a visual opportunity to see how, if you know, matter even if you disagree with each other and having problems, you can work it out if you
mm-hmm.
allow God to get involved. And I just wanted to say,
mm-hmm.
you know, I love my moms, I love my dad, and everything that I do, everything that I've learned came from him. And so I come
mm-hmm.
how to learn to do people's yards and the things that I did. And so what I'm coming to say is that when I look back, I am so grateful. Because it was me who went to left, and my parents stayed right there, and it was me that went off doing whatever I wanted to do. But they introduced
mm-hmm.
me
mm-hmm.
to Christ. You know, they kept me in the church, and even when I would, you know, go out and hang out, well, you gonna live in my house, you still got to get up and go, and you know, I might be smelling like alcohol, but they said, you still going, and get up and come on. And I would go, and eventually when I got my own house, that's what kind of was instilled in me, and I just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get too far from the church, but I did whatever I wanted
mm-hmm.
to do. And but
mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful more than anything. I don't know about all that. I'm so grateful that they hung in there with me, and they introduced me to Christ, because what they did, they lived the life by kept going. Even when they had problems, they kept going. You know, the pastor would
mm-hmm,
come over
mm-hmm.
and talk, and they kept going. And that's what gave
mm-hmm.
me the strength to do. That's what I do. I try to keep going no matter what. Even when you get bumps and bruises, you keep going. And I heard Jennifer say that she had to pull over, but she's trying to get away from the storm, and she got the little dogs with her and everything. But you know, she's keep pushing on. No matter how rough it gets, you keep pushing forward.
That's right.
And you can't look back. And so I just wanted to tell everyone that, you know, life ain't always easy. Life is not always pleasant and gives all the things. But one thing I can tell you, one of the songs dog play all the time, it says that, you know, God is going to pay after all. After all is over, he's going to pay all the stuff that you went through. He's gonna, if you just hang in there with him, he's going to bless you beyond all
the
blessings.
The Lord.
So,
pay off after
amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Serving him. So that's what I wanted to say, that, you know, love your parents. Your parents do things. They're not perfect. Like she said, all of us are human. We all have ups and downs and bad days and good days. But one thing we know, a good day with the Lord is better than any day you could ever imagine. So I'm not saying I'm all perfect. I'm not saying I'm just holy, holy, holier than thou and all that. I'm just saying I just recognize where my help come from. When I get frustrated, my children told me the other day, I was so frustrated, and I said, I cannot believe this is always happening. 20 years ago, this pops up, and my daughter said, Daddy, what do you always tell us? I said, what is that? He said, put it in the hands of the Lord. That's what you tell us to do. And I said, so I had to get reminded. And that's what it's all about, you know, so.
Well, that lets you know that the children are listening and watching you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we be the best that we can be as parents. Not that you're not going to make a mistake, because you will. But as she said, put it in the hands of the Lord. Because your children are going to love you in spite of. They're going to love you. And that's why I tell my kids, I say, always love your children and watch out for them. I said, simply because when you look at children, your child has so much trust and faith in you. That's how parents are able to care their children, because they trust them.
That's right.
They
trust
them.
That's right. They believe in their parents.
That's right. So that's why, you know, I would tell any parent, you having any struggles, any problems since you had children, talk to somebody. Don't hurt that child. God put that child here for a little while. And I'm going to tell you, God, you should love that child because it's a part of you. You should be excited to raise that child to the best of your ability. And even if you make a mistake, you can say, Lord, I did the best I could.
Mistake. You know, T, that reminds me of one time, T, my grandfather told me. I was about probably 26, 27. He was talking to Frank and I. He said, Bo, he said, Daddy may have whooped you all a little. I said, no, you didn't. He didn't whoop me too much. I said, if you'd have tried to weed out the ones I didn't need, to just give me the ones I needed. And it brought something to mind. Now, I've told the story before. I got into a fight at the school and beating him up. I made a wooden pound and stuck it down my sleeve. I hit him all across his head with that. I got home, and I'm just angry. So I took my grandfather's shotgun and sat outside the window. I'm going to sit down and eat, and then I'm going down to the community center and kill him. And that just goes to show you just how, if my grandfather had tried to weed out the ones that I didn't need, to just give me the ones that I needed. It is why you should hold things against your parents. They did the best they could with what they had. I can tell the world that I had the best. I honestly feel like I had the best, and you should feel the same.
Amen.
Brother D, if you study a little bit, you ain't got to be a scholar, but if you study sometimes, and look at the Bible and see, it kind of gives you instructions on how to raise your child. You go over in Proverbs.
That's
you
true.
Know,
that's
things
right.
like that. It tells you not to, you know, so we don't have all the answers, but if you read a little bit and someone says, well, did you read Proverbs 15? And go on over there and read it and look and see what it says to do. Mm-hmm. And if you do it, you can't fail, because guess what, God, there is no failure in God. And that's all we have to do.
The Bible,
right.
The Bible has something for all situations. For all
right.
situations.
It's already been foretold.
Okay. So is there anyone else would like to say something about their mother or their father? And I know this is not easy for, sometimes it's just hard to talk about. And I'm looking at Sister Gina came on, and she was, you know, telling how that song moved her and how she missed her dad. And, you know, that is a blessing, because sometimes we don't even know we have this grief bottled up in us. And we need to shed the tears and cry that grief out. Because God knows. He know your heart. So if you love your mother and she passed, don't be ashamed to say it. I don't care if you're a grown man. Don't be ashamed to say, I love my mama and she left me. You know, God took her. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. I'm telling you, because we've had so many deaths in our family. And that's why I always say I thank God for Jesus. It was 11 of us. And right now, it was 6 boys and 5 girls. Right now, there are 2 boys left.
13.
And there are the 3 girls left. Yeah, 2 of them died before we was born. So, so you know, we have went through some stuff. And I'm telling you, the hardest past mama, I'm going to tell you, mama was hard, but the hardest on the whole family was the first brother to die. When Uncle Hank died, it like just killed us. That was one painful death for all of us. We just wasn't expected. And the thing is, he knew it. He came to Mississippi and visited every single one of us.
Everybody. Everybody.
Individually.
Cousins. Yes, cousins.
And went back to Chicago.
Everybody.
And he laid down. His wife said she was in the bed. She heard him on his knees praying. And when he got up and laid back down, he slept away. But being that that was the first one to pass that we know of, not the 2 that died before we was born, but the first one to pass that we know of, I'm going to tell you, that was a most painful and grieving, excruciating pain for the whole family. It was hard on Daddy. Mama was already gone. It was hard on Daddy to see his child be the first one to die. It was hard on all of us to see our siblings the first one to die. And, you know, he was to me a brother indeed. I was in Chicago, and not one weekend did he miss coming over there worrying me with a big old 2 or 3 pound bag of hamburger. Mel, come on now, cook me some hamburgers. He was a brother indeed.
Okay. Okay.
So it's not easy. It's not easy. I go, sometimes I pull out the pictures and look at him, mama, dad, all of them. Uncle Junior, Uncle Jay, Uncle Lawson. Look at Dodo Bird, Roberta. I look at all of them. And I just smile because we had a good closeness. Even when we were mad and fighting each other, we still had that closeness. Of course, it didn't make too much difference about me. I was a baby. So, you know, but still we had that closeness. And nobody was ready to see Uncle Hank go. Nobody was ready to see Mama go or Daddy go. But we have to face the fact that the Bible tells us that we're only on this earth for a short time. We're not on this earth to live forever, because he has a forever home for us. We're on this earth to be perfectly truthful, to get it right. Get it right.
Again,
so we can be with God.
Right. Be with
he's giving us that chance. get ourselves together. Get to know Jesus. Purge yourself. Let God purge you from that sin. Because he has something better for us. While we're sitting here enjoying our life is nothing compared to what God has in store for us. So let us spend this time. Let us spend this time on this earth working on our soul salvation. See, it's hard when your parents die, but you know, when you know your parents lived right. When I moved to Mississippi, the first thing out of the house said to me, he said, you know, your mama was had got saved, so you should have heard that last speech that she preached. So that make you feel good. Because I know when Bobby died, I used to do a program every week. I mean, once a month to raise money for the auxiliary that I was president of. And I did this program where the missionaries and I would invite some ministers and certain, we'll have so many get up there and speak. And Bobby had never spoken a message before. She spoke that message, the 91st song, and she told that church up. That was a blessing. That was a blessing. So let us get it right. Let us remember our parents as long as they live. Let us remember our parents. I called Uncle Jay all the time before he died because he raised me, my brother. But he got to the point he could, his breath was so short, he couldn't talk. He wouldn't talk but a couple of seconds. And I don't know how, I don't care how bad it was on him. Uncle Jay, how you doing today? Well, I'm doing just fine. I'm doing wonderful. Never yes, once yes. said I'm yes, doing yes. bad.
Never complain.
Look at
never
Jesus.
Complain. Never
Look
complain.
At Jesus. So let us just remember them with fondness, and while they're living, let us love them with everything that is in us. Let us do what we can. Even, you know, sometimes they get so sick that they get kind of mean, but they don't mean anything. They're just looking at the pain and the suffering they're going through, and it gets to be a bit much for them. But we still have to love them anyhow. Look past the suffering, the pain that they're going through, and the meanness that they're going through right now, and look at where they was when you was coming up. So that is truly, truly a blessing. I see we have went through our time, and I thank God for this day. I'm laughing because I had something for today, and I noticed I couldn't study it. Now I know why I couldn't study it. But I thank God for this day. I thank God for each and every one that came on and said something. I thank God for Sister Emily, and I hope she had such a blessed birthday and just enjoyed her special day. I thank God for Sister Jennifer, who made it from Florida to Georgia. God protected her. Whoever was traveling in the docks and brought them safely, that's a blessing all by itself. Sister Gina mentioning her father, I thank God for that because it's good to talk about it sometimes. It's a blessing. Brother Dog, when you feel like it from time to time, play that song Too Late. Because sometimes people just need to talk. Sometimes people just need to cry. Sometimes you just need to break down and get the grief off you. So if that be all, we went into this show without a prayer, but we're going to come out with a prayer. Brother D, before I do the announcements or anything, Brother D, give us a closing prayer. And please remember Sister Jennifer as she's traveling up and down that dangerous highway coming and going back home. Remember the bereaved family. Remember the people all over the world. And pray for us to have love in our hearts.
Amen. We're going to ask each and every last one that's listening as we prepare to close. Ask you to bow your heads. Give God your heart. Give God your ear. And I ask that you pray along with us while we pray. Bible tells us that prayer is the key to the kingdom. He says faith unlocks the door. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I don't know how this going to be, but Father God, we come before you this evening, stopping by the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you. Father, we want you to thank you for the service today. Don't know what we set out to speak on, Father, but we thank you for allowing the speaker to speak on love, to speak on loving your parents, to speak on loving your mother. Father God, we know that you gave them to us for a little while, knowing that at some point in time you're going to call them home. But Father, we thank you for the little time that we had with them.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We ask that you continue to bless those that have mothers right now, Lord. Give them a mind to want to spend time with them. Give them a mind, Lord, that they will let their mom know that, Mom, no matter what we go through, no matter what's been said or what's been done, Mom, I just call and say I love you.
Yes.
Knowing, Mom, that there's nothing you wouldn't do for me. I know we fight sometimes. We may argue sometimes, Mom, but I just need you to know that I love you. In the name of Jesus. So we ask that you look upon the state of Florida right now. We have some of our loved ones trying to get out. Praying, Lord, that you would bless them. Guide them, Lord Jesus. Keep them from any hurt, harm, or danger. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you're able. And we know that you can. Father, you only will. Touch right now. Father, we find that one of our loved ones, one of our brothers, lost a loved one. And we know, Father, that earth truly has no sorrow, that heaven can't heal. Because we know you are a healer. We know you are a provider. We know you are a way maker. We ask that you touch Brother Cowboy's family right now.
Touch God.
Give them a mind of understanding. Give them an understanding to know, Lord, that you make no mistakes. Let them know, Father, that we don't know how old his brother was. Let them know, Lord, that he was only here for a little while. Let them know, Lord, that he's in a better place now. Touch him right now, Father. Give them understanding, Lord. Understanding, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, we ask that you keep traveling. Travel along the dangerous highways and byways, Lord. Bless those that are that's traveling, those that are going to and fro. Keep them from any hurt, harm, or danger. Look upon those, Father, that, I don't know, Brother Cowboy, Father, but look on all that have lost loved ones. Touch their hearts. Let them know, Lord, that not only are they in a better place, Lord, but let them know, Father, that we all must travel the same road one day.
Yeah.
Let them know, Lord, that you've already spoken. You said in your word, you said to be absent from your body was to be present with the Lord. Lord, you said in your word that if we just confess it with our mouth and believe it in our heart, that shall be saved. Father, give them understanding and know that if we're saved, sanctified, and filled with your mighty, precious Holy Ghost, we'll see them again.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the service today.
Yeah.
We thank you for Brother Dog having a mind to give us this time to speak to you, to give your word as you give it to us, to whoever might be listening. Lord, you said your word were two or three or similar in your name. You said you would be in the midst. So you said in your word for us to fret not to assemble ourselves, you one with another. Or we'll have a church right now. The hearts are heavy. This world is in a bad place. It's in a condition right now, Lord, that we just don't know where to turn. Oh, yes, we do. We know to turn to you. So you've already told us, we just turn to you, just ask it in your name. You said you would grant it me. So we ask you to touch this sinful world right now. Thank you, Jesus. Touch
thank
this
you,
world right now, Lord.
Touch God.
Bless us only you can, Lord, right now.
Yeah.
We need you, Lord. So we find that we need you like we've never needed you before. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Touch right now. Just bless right now. Bless right now.
Yes.
Bless right now, Lord. Right now, right now, right now. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whew, yes, Lord. Yes. Right now, Lord. Right now. Move right now. Raise your hand right there. Let it be. Give us peace, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Give us more love, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Father, bless you.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, these blessed among
men. Thank you, Lord.
We ask for your daughter, son, Jesus' name. Ooh, yes, Lord. It is a hard say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Truly, we thank Brother D for that beautiful, powerful prayer. Truly thank God for that. Hopefully, after this service on today, somebody's mind can be at rest and be at peace. So I'm just going to announce, be back with us next Wednesday, same time, same channel. Glory be to God. Come back and be with us. God always have a word for you. And on Tuesday night, same time, same channel, Brother D hosting the Gospel Hour. So be with us on next Tuesday night. As always, once again, God has a word for you. We just need to open our eyes, open our hearts, and hear. Our Bible tells us in a man that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And you know that you are the church. We're the church. The church is in our hearts. Not the building, but the church is in our heart. That building can't worship God or serve God, but we can. So, again, we just thank God for tonight and everything we have heard. We thank and we praise God for it. And at this time, we're going to turn to the service into the hands of Brother Dog.
Okay, Sister Mary, you know, like I said, on these, I can't give you the good service I want to give you because I'll be at a remote location on Wednesday. But you did an outstanding job. I'm glad you had a chance to talk to certain people. And, again, we want to wish Sister Emily a happy birthday. And if anybody else got anything to say, Sister Mary said it was here. Anybody else got something? Sister Mary, you want to play your song again? That was one of your new songs you sent me, Sister Mary. I like that version better than I do the other version, Sister Mary.
We'll play it.
I'm trying to get to it. I'm trying
Let's
to get
hear
to
it, dog. Wow. The person was Willie Bates and the Messengers. That was a hero.
That's what I thought it was.
And the Jackson Southern Ass. That's
it wasn't
a
Willie
big Bates. Hero.
Yeah, that wasn't Willie Bates.
No,
that's
the one you sent me.
Yeah,
that's Jackson.
That's
the one
you sent me, Sister Mary.
Willie Bates and the Messengers. Yeah, but the one T sent you is Big Hero and the Jackson Southern Ass. They walk the same.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play that. And, guys, I'm going to probably cut it off because I'm down here, and they got a lot of stuff going on out here tonight. But, Sister Marion, thank you for taking out your time again, as usual, as always. And I know you don't mind. And we just, like I said, happy birthday to Sister Emily. Hope she have many, many more. Anybody got anything to say before I play this song? Because when I play this song, I might come back to y'all. I might not, depending on what I got going on. Thank you, Sister Mary.
Amen.
Sister Gina,
I've got
you still on with Gina?
Yes, I'm still here.
I would like to tell you right now.
This is Jackson Feather.
Those of you who don't have no God on your side.
Yes, yeah,
if I were you, wherever you are right now, I wouldn't wait too long. I'd bow down on my knees and I'd say, for God I live. For and for God, I'm willing to die. You may feel like you don't need him now, but after a while, when it's all over, somebody gonna call your name and you won't be no longer else. Please listen to me a little while today. You may not, oh Lord, you may not be able to see your mistakes now, but you see, all I'm asking you to do is take a little time and look back over your life and listen to the song that we're singing here and the words that tell us right here. Listen.
Don't let it be said too late.
You may be doing fine now, and you may have fine clothes to wear and ride around in fine automobiles, but sooner or later death gonna creep into your room just like it have many others. There are those today who don't ever think about how good the Lord has been to them. There are those who don't ever think about getting down on their knees and thanking the Lord for being so good and so kind.
Amen.
But I have
Amen.
A story that I want to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Come on,
of a young man who left home a long time ago. And back there he left a poor mother and a father, went away and went to having what he called a good time, drinking and gambling all day and all night long, and forgot all about his poor mother and father who he had left back there behind. But oh, one day when he came home wearing his fine clothes, one day when he came home riding his big fine automobile, when he walked in he found a telegram sticking under the door telling, if you want to see her alive one more time you better get in a hurry. He thought about the things he could have done that he had done. Thought about the time, oh, he could have called home on the telephone, but he failed to do so. The first thing he did, he fell down on his knees and said, oh, Lord, don't let me be too late. Oh, Lord, I know I've done wrong. I should have called
But back home he left a little sister there. And when he finally made it home, he found that she'd grown up to be a young lady. She came to him with tears in her. He looked at her and asked the sister what's wrong. But she told him, brother, she told him she waited on you a long time.
Yeah.
She told him, mama waited on you. Ah, ah, she waited with tears in her. She waited on you. She waited with sorrow in her heart sometimes.
Amen. Amen. Sister Gina, you got anything you want to say before we get out of here? Sister Gina, you got anything you want to say before we get out of here? Sister Gina.
No, I'm good. Just Sister Marion, excellent show tonight. I appreciate it, you
guys.
God. And I'll be on here next Tuesday and next Wednesday. And happy birthday, Emily.
Amen. Sister Emily, you got anything you want to say before we get out of here? Sister Emily. Sister Emily.
No, just thank you for all the birthday wishes, and I hope everybody has a good week. See y'all next week.
Amen, amen. Brother House,
amen.
What you got, Brother House?
Amen,
get,
looking forward.
Brother House, before we get out of here, what you got, Brother House? Brother House, come on in there, Brother House. You got to take a minute to get off mute. Brother D, what you got before Sister Mary can get us out of here? Brother D.
I just want to tell
Brother
God,
D, Brother
thank
House.
You for a lot.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Can you hear me, brother? I just want to tell God,
yeah, we
thank
got
you for allowing us to congregate together again, giving us another golden opportunity to hear a word from him. I truly enjoyed myself on this. Sister Emily knows that I'm indeed glad to know that she's turning a year older now. I may not beat up as bad when I see her. Tell her happy birthday and many, many more. Hope and praying that you all can continue to fellowship with us and we continue to try to give you God's word. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Big Tim. Tim, you there, Tim? Tim House, you got any final words, Jim? All right, Sister Mary, go ahead and close us out, Sister Mary. Close us out, Sister Mary.
Amen. I just thank God for each and every one that came out tonight to be with us. It's just such a blessing just to even hear your voices. And at this time, may the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you all until we meet again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate it, Sister Mary. All right, go ahead and get out of here, Sister Mary. I'm going to stay on there for another minute to see if anybody got anything. If they don't, we're going to go ahead and get out of here because I'm going to go out here and bring y'all some live feed from down here in Maryland tonight. They got Joseph Wells down here. They got Boss Bynes. They got King Kong. They got Lockdown. They got all these boys out here today at the racetrack. Sister Mary, hang up. I see you still on there, Sister Mary. Just in case anybody got anything they want to put out of. Come on in here. Come on in here. If anybody got anything, hit the one button and I'll open you up now. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here and go out and do some little live feeding tonight out here at the drag strip. Okay. Nobody hit the one button, so we're going to go ahead and end this thing again. Like Sister Marion said, we appreciate all y'all for coming out this time and tune in for whenever we tune in. Look out for special shows because we might have special shows if we need special needs. We want to send prayers out to all the people out in Florida that's trying to evacuate from the flood. We want to send prayers out to Marcus Bird and his family for healing. We want to send prayers out to Cowboy and his family on the passing of his brother. Anybody else out there with any sickness or anything, we hope God be with you and God is always with you. Good night.